All right, Bill Barty, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors, and we're all about what's going on in the outdoors, but I'm going to tell you what, we've got a tool that really helps us out a lot here.
Well said. We use it here on the Carolina Outdoors, and we use it actually to provide advice to clients and customers over at our day job at Jesse Brown's, which is located in the Sharon Corner Shopping Center over by South Park, right here in Charlotte, North Carolina. And that magazine, distributed online and in paper form, kind of acts as an information corridor for places, people, and events, for things to do and things happening in the outdoor active community and sports, from hiking and biking to fly fishing, climbing, paddling, and then some, all of them mainly human-powered but somewhat Appalachian-centric or oriented. So while we were perusing the November edition, we gave a thought to call our main man, Editor-in-Chief Will Harland of Blue Ridge Outdoors Magazine, and we welcome him to the Carolina Outdoors right now. Will, welcome.
Thanks for letting me hang with y'all.
Well, we're glad to have you, and we're glad to learn a little bit about, I guess, the Blue Ridge Outdoors Magazine or BlueRidgeOutdoors.com. How did all of this come about, the go outside and play of Blue Ridge Outdoors?
Well, we've been around now over 23 years and basically just filling a niche. A lot of folks in the Southeast and Mid-Atlantic love to get outside, but 23 years ago maybe didn't know the best places to go. Now, as we address in some of the stories in our November issue, the problem is there are more people than ever who want to get outside, and getting folks to the places where they want to be and addressing overcrowding and resource issues has become a challenge in some places, but it's a great problem to have. Too many people love the outdoors. That's a great problem to have, and we're just trying to help folks explore their passions and find what they're looking for outdoors.
Well, the magazine has become somewhat fluid because of technology and its position online, but in paper form, the magazine form, traditionally, how many different editions or issues do you put out each year?
We're still a monthly print magazine that reaches about 350,000 readers from Maryland to Georgia, but the heart of our distribution is in Appalachia, especially the Carolinas and the Virginias. We have a couple of different editions and zones that we kind of tailor content to different regions of that geographical footprint.
Well, and you have a wide variety of contributors and writers who submit to Blue Ridge Outdoors, and I guess, can we hone in on a little bit about that? Because I guess Ellen Kanzinger had an article that was very interesting, but it was targeted towards people, but the 30 under 30, and they made the cover, at least of the one that I saw, her article on the list of people, 30 under 30. I guess these are up-and-coming influencers in the realm of outdoors, and you had a lot of Carolinians on there.
That's right. The Carolinas have a lot to be proud of, and they're growing a young generation of outdoor adventurers that is truly smashing records and setting new courses for this region. To highlight a few of those folks, there's 15-year-old Allie Raymond, for example, a fly fishing guide from the Asheville area, who has been part of Trout Unlimited's Youth Leadership Council, and is, as a 15-year-old female, really breaking down barriers and introducing the sport to folks who may not have been exposed to it. We have Kai Leitner on the cover. I'm somewhat ashamed to say that Kai is our first African-American on the cover of Blue Ridge Outdoors. He's an 18-year-old climber from the Fayetteville, North Carolina area, who is eyeing the 2020 Olympics. Climbing is now an Olympic sport, and Kai Leitner is one of our best shots at a medal in the Olympics in 2020. He's an amazing climber who his mom realized he was interested in climbing when she found him climbing up a flagpole. So since then, he's been literally soaring to new heights and taking a lot of folks with him by opening up climbing to African Americans who may not have thought that they had a space in that sport.
And much less even in Fayetteville, because the mountains of Fayetteville are not that prominent, I would dare say. So that's why you get to take
that's
on flagpoles when you have to. So we need to write Kai's name down, because he may be, we hope that he is representing not only the Carolinas, but also our country in the upcoming 2020 Olympics.
That's right. Keep an eye on him, because you're going to hear more from him. He's already a world champion, a five-time national medalist, and undoubtedly he's going to be continuing to climb higher. And, yeah, he's done it all from a climbing gym in Fayetteville where he got started. He's explored all of Appalachia, climbed everywhere from, the Charlotte area all the way into the Appalachians. And so this is his home region where he has trained and honed his skills. So we have some top-notch athletes coming from this neck of the woods. It's something to really be proud of.
Well, climbing, albeit new for the Olympics, is not new to the Carolinas, nor is it new to Blue Ridge Outdoors. But Will Harlan, editor-in-chief of Blue Ridge Outdoors, there are some sports that have come about that weren't around 23 years ago that now you are, as I like to say, shining a light on. And several of these people on the 30 under 30 list that Ellen Kanzinger put together, and you can read at BlueRidgeOutdoors.com, are encouraging and bringing others along into the sports. You mentioned Allie Raymond with fly fishing, but there's some other sports in there like slacklining or skydiving that 23 years ago would not have made a Blue Ridge Outdoors magazine, so to speak. But there are people on this list who are doing these things and helping others do it as well.
That's right, and that's what's really exciting is these aren't just adrenaline junkies going out to get their fix. They are taking others along with them, introducing new people to their respective sports. You mentioned the skydiving. We've got Nadia Mercado, another Carolinian, who has basically created a skydiving team, Team Black Star. It's an African-American skydiving team, no less, that is bringing African-Americans who didn't know there was even a community of skydivers together to enjoy their sport. And then we've got some amazing young kids. There's an 18-year-old named Nick Massey, also from North Carolina, who is leading a ton of trail maintenance work, which if you've ever been on a trail crew, it's often a lot of older folks, and he's injecting some young blood into the trail maintenance scene. And then, of course, there's some amazing whitewater paddlers. There's Rasheed Clifton from Charlotte and Rowan Stewart, a top-notch female paddler from Carolina. So we've got a ton of amazing athletes who are pioneers in their sports and really making a splash in the outdoor world.
Haha. Was that a pun that you just did there, Will Harlan?
I try to avoid them, but every now and then they slip out.
Hey, somebody, you've got some siblings on there from South Carolina, Kyle and Trevor Ritland, and I think Kyle is a contributor to Blue Ridge Outdoors as well, and I wanted to talk about his contribution in the quick hit section of the magazine. And there's a couple of little articles. The magazine covers so much, it's hard to just hone it into this, but two that were of interest that I'd like to bring up to you. Two women complete the first through hike of the border of U.S. and Mexico. Is that a new thing now?
Well, they just made it a new thing. So they were two Appalachian Trail through hikers from the Southeast who were planning another through hike out west. And then one of them got the idea, what if instead of, you know, the traditional hiking trail, we instead hike the 2,000-mile border of the United States and Mexico? And these were two young women. Their parents and friends told them not to do it, too dangerous, a war zone, You don't know what you're doing. But they went out and did it. And they weren't attacked. They were never robbed. They were never held at gunpoint. It was a completely safe, beautiful, eye-opening experience for them that really, it was, you know, what they had heard and what they'd been told was very different from what they saw and actually experienced.
Well, and Will, in that same spirit and in the same section, and it's a friend of the Carolina Outdoors, we've had Daniel White on the program several times, and he kind of is an Appalachian Trail hiker as well, who is preaching non-fear of the outdoors. He goes by the trail name the Black Appalachian, and Mary Zook kind of covers the Black Appalachian in this, where he's trying to get young people out there, especially people of color who may not be as interested or growing up being told to maybe not go outdoors as much because there are bad things that happen in the woods. That's kind of his spirit. Is he saying, you know what, be a pioneer and let's go outside?
Exactly. And I think that's kind of the theme of this issue with the 30 under 30, a lot of young folks, a lot of diverse backgrounds, reclaiming outdoor space for different groups. The outdoors is free and available to everyone. And now more than ever, folks who may not have been exploring the outdoors as much are finding their comfort zones and seeing themselves. People like Daniel White, the Black Appalachian, is you know, vividly portraying to the African-American community that, look, if I can do this, so can you. And just by putting his face out there and putting himself out there, he's opening up new spaces for his community.
His name is Will Harlan. He's the editor-in-chief of Blue Ridge Outdoors. You can access Blue Ridge Outdoors by going over to BlueRidgeOutdoors.com or just grab a magazine. They are out and about all over the place. Will Harlan, thank you so much for joining the Outdoor Guys here on the Carolina Outdoors.